Good evening. You're in tune to the meeting of the Inner Circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the Inner Circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. And for those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, thank you for caring to be with us than any other place on the planet. For those of you who are using your phone apps towards your greater good, thank you for being that wise. And for those of you who are the Inner Circle, the ones who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, thank you so much for your consistency, your diligence, and I am in consistent prayer that you are receiving more insight, more motivation, inspiration, more that you require in order to dig deeper and reach higher to stand in the light of the truth of the all that you are as living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of absolute and supreme presence. We're in a now moment of eternity that requires us to really care. We have to care to live. We have to care to really be successful in our living. Care to be in a place where we are not creating disease and where there has already been some degree of dis-ease, imbalance, sickness, or illness, to come to a point and place where you're willing to do whatever it takes in order to be whole again, to be freed up, to be in that now moment where you are rejoicing in the blessedness of your being and living your life as golden, because you are the richest one who is the one that you are, and we are all benefiting when we delve deeply in the depths of ourselves to tap the wealth of ourselves, and coming to a point and place where, in light of this now moment where there's so much energy on currencies, foreign exchange, capitalism, money, bitcoins, cryptocurrency, all of this, to realize that anything that man has created and the acquisition and hoarding, collecting, all of that is fine, but that's not the purpose in being. And right now, our lives are in jeopardy because we are not properly oriented as to what the purpose in being on the planet actually is. And it requires a real depth of care. We can't get away from caring. To come to that place and space where you are consciously caring to be obedient and disciplined in the laws that govern us. And to understand that there are laws that govern every aspect of our lives. And that when we will properly prioritize ourselves and put ourselves and ourselves at the top of our list in terms of where we invest our attention and our energy in enhancing and regenerating and stimulating our own life currency, then everything else becomes much easier. The issue that we're facing is that so many ones are trying to acquire all of the man-made things and not respecting and reverencing and appreciating and honoring that which the intelligence of existence has created within and as themselves. And where we become a detriment to ourselves, then there's no way to really properly be enriched, no matter how much man-made currency you may acquire. Success in capitalism is not success in life. Success in living requires a commitment to being. In focusing time and attention in reaching for the truth of oneself, the essence of one's life, has to be connected to the essence of all of life. And this is what the divisiveness the divide and conquer syndrome is to put us in a place where we are not exalting the oneness of existence and the competitiveness and all of that feeling that we have to fight other ones. We have to war against. We have to put someone at a disadvantage in order for us to be advantaged. It's not true. And in honoring the laws that govern us, then we're honoring the responsibility to exalt a full life's urge and be in a place where we are not a detriment to ourselves, that we are exalting a full life's urge. We are loving our lives. We're living our lives. We're taking time to realize the gifts that we've been given and consciously caring to honor them, respect them, and cultivate ourselves, the wealth of ourselves. And many people think that their education is the evidence of them having done that work, but it is not. Because where you have had to pay tens of thousands and hundreds of thousands of dollars to be educated under a system that does not support you having the time for self-discovery, self-actualization, self-realization, and your accreditation and being degreed and certified is based upon your ability to follow somebody's instructions and to be able to regurgitate their information and come to the inferences and the conclusions that they think and they say in order for you to get good grades. And I'm saying, no, we should be in a place and space where we are really being socialized and cultivated and cultured to be able to think. To be able to think and to really access the goodness of what our gifts actually are. And to even acknowledge that we already have our own inherent gifts that allow us to really tap into the wealth of ourselves. That when we come forward not being poisoned and being provided the amount of sunshine, fresh air, oxygenation, hydration, mineralization, good food, and rest and love and the real examples of what it is to become men and wombed men. You understand? Then there is literally nothing that we cannot do, but everything that we could think to do would be harmonious with the whole of existence and the rights of our being qualified for continuance in existence and not creating that which undermines us or undermines life. See, there's only one absolute and supreme intelligence, and we can distort that intelligence. We can misuse it, abuse it to the detriment of ourselves and other ones, which is what constitutes real evil. Otherwise, there is no evil except for that which comes from the minds and the thoughts and the actions of ones who are not exalting the oneness. But there are no two forces that are vying for us. There is life that is beating our hearts and breathing us. That which will always be victorious and triumphant over every other thing because there is no way to defeat it. And the intelligence of existence, that is causation, the beginninglessness and endlessness, the infinity and the eternity of all there is, we each have been given so much of it. And then the culture that we have been socialized in has taught us to disrespect it, disregard it, to be in a place where we don't acknowledge it, where we don't value it. We don't value ourselves. And we value that which is polished wood, metal, and stone to a greater degree than we value our children. Socialized under a culture that values property more than they value the lives of people. And this thing has been going on for hundreds of years. And those who were socialized, educated, and certified and degreed are still perpetuating the same foolishness. Because we've not outfought it. And the duty and responsibility of really maturing is to be able to always be harmonious with the will of existence in tapping more of it towards its greater good, towards the greater good of everything and everybody all at the same time. But that's like too much like right for most people. Most people don't want to be right. And I'm just saying, for those of you who are listening to this program, there must be something that you're getting to be up this time of night listening to the program. So I'm encouraging you to dig deep and reach high, to really come to a point where you are really making the commitments to stand in the fullness of all that you are as a living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of this absolute and supreme intelligence, and to really invest in yourselves, invest in your clearing, your cleansing, your purification, so that you are completely renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified to stand in the light of the truth of the one that you be on behalf of the ones that you have come through. Being able to consistently and continuously unfold in your self-actualization, self-realization, and harmonization with the will of existence, the laws of existence, and coming to that point and place where we are individually and collectively qualifying for continuance in existence upon the planet and beyond the planet. For it is not a surprise to know that we will all leave, but we should not be dying. That because we are immersed in conditions that are facilitating sickness, illness, and disease from those who are coming through the womb and all stages of growth and unfoldment, every generation is under siege, to the degree to which now it's being projected that those ones who've come forward will not live as long as their grandparents or their great-grandparents, that these young ones should be the most dynamic ones, the littlest ones, the ones just being born, the toddlers, those who are the pubescents, the adolescents, these ones should be the greatest ones. Why? Because it is the will of existence that each generation become more dynamic than the previous one. But the issue is that we've been under the tragedy and the travesty of a misguided people, influenced by a death culture, being seduced into thinking that death is our finality, our destiny, our fate, the culmination of life for everybody, regardless of how you live. To the degree to which people are all right with dying before they've even committed to the laws of life and living lawfully, living lovingly, living, exalting a full life's urge, consciously caring to respect and honor that which beats your heart and breathes you. This moment in which we're living is auspicious because we have the opportunity to do what previous generations did not know to do, and we have the opportunity to benefit from that which they did have light enough to do. Because there is so much information, so much intellectual property, so much history, so much that we can access. And whether we do it online, or whether we go to libraries, whether we read books, whether we get still and get into meditation, you understand, we have access to an absolute and supreme intelligence. And we should be functioning as points of absolute and supreme intelligence. We should not be creating sickness, illness, and disease. We should not be rejoicing in our rights to be wrong and our rights to be inebriated, intoxicated, and filled with the rotting carcasses of pigs and cows and chickens and turkeys and fish and crayfish and lobster and crabs and all of these things that are creating the proliferation of worms and maggots and parasites and all of this stuff that's creating the cancers, the lupus, the diabetes, and all of this stuff, which is completely reversible, but it is not necessary for us to be in this place where we are creating sickness, illness, and disease. And because we have been socialized to think that killing ourselves is fun, that it's something that we should really rejoice in our opportunity to do, that it's the thing to do for celebration, for partying, for our anniversaries, for our birthdays, all of that. This is a problem because we cannot do this thing like that consistently over time without some detriment to ourselves. And where we start with being addicted to sugar from the time that we're children, then it's a problem because sugar literally is the gateway drug. Once you're addicted to sugar, you can be addicted to anything. Alcohol comes next. The tobacco. Because sugar puts us in a position where it undermines our will. And where we have no will to exalt a full life's urge, where we have no will to do that which is truly in our best interest, where our will to live and our will to love and our will to be under the auspices of our souls and our will to exalt a full life's urge and to be obedient unto the laws of existence, where that will is compromised and usurped, then it's a problem. Particularly when you are mothers and fathers and grandmothers and grandfathers and responsible for the perpetuation of lineages of people. And so it takes a very intense depth of care to transcend, transform, and transmute everything to our greater good. And to know that we have the power to do it because we are these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence, and there literally is nothing that we cannot accomplish once we are properly oriented in affirming and declaring the truth of our being, not by virtue of our hue or our race or our sexual desires and affiliations of religion and politics and all of that, but by virtue of our each being points of an absolute and supreme intelligence that beats our heart and breathes us. And all who are breathing and have a beating heart are points of absolute and supreme intelligence. Every other being functions intelligently. But we have ones and ones who feel as though they have the opportunity and will take the opportunity to undermine our natural intelligence to exalt a full life's urge through psychological manipulations and behavior modification that is in full effect, as we can well see, because we are no longer exalting a full life's urge. We feel entitled to do that which undermines ourselves and ourselves. We don't mind that we are not taking very good care of our children, that we honor the operational mechanical functioning of our automobiles, but we don't respect the divine cellular functioning of our children or our own bodies, hearts, minds, and spirits that we have been tampered with. This is not a natural state of being. And so it requires an intensity of intention to transcend it, transform it, transmute it into something that fuels your fires to be completely cleared and cleansed from it, to be reoriented and restored in the light of the truth of the one that you are as this point of this absolute and supreme intelligence, to be in a mindset where you will do your daily due diligence of the clearing, the cleansing, the purification, so that you are able to reverse any issues that may have already accumulated in your tissues. And that we are always acknowledging that whatever we think we know, whatever it is we actually know, whatever it is we would like to know, that there is still an infinity that lies beyond us. So we should always be in a state of care to be consistent with the will of existence in expanding ourselves, growing ourselves, being in a place where our maturation is really typified by the reality that we are taking in more of the truth of ourselves, being perfected in our love of life and allowing love to perfect us in the character and virtues that allow us to be consistent in the integrity of high ethic and morality as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal, which is referred to as God. But the bodies, our bodies are the temples for the dwelling of the true spirits of the living gods and goddesses. But being in a place where we care to be rightly aligned with our faculties, that allow us to truly create requires the cleansing, because blockage and obstruction is the way that the forces and those beings that are intentionally oppressive through the miseducation and the religious training and socialization that does not properly exalt the oneness of existence and the oneness of humanity and the right of beings to have the right to their lives without being herded to their demise and slaughtered so that their bodies could be served to people as happy meals. And to be in a place where we understand just how gross this is, to have places where hundreds of thousands of cows and pigs and chickens, their bodies are hanging. They've been dead for a while and their bodies are hanging in places so that they can be cut up and distributed to people as food. And we don't think about it. We don't consider it. We don't really have an understanding and an understanding as to how much violence is being created as a result of how much violence is going into that which you're eating. And how it is that you're all right with being bombarded with blood and guts all the time in the movies and the video games and the television shows and whatnot. This is a problem. See, y'all be feeling a way about same gender loving ones expressing their love and whatnot on the TV, but you're not enraged about how much blood and violence is there. And for those who have a serious appetite for it, where you have to have it, then it's a problem within your very spirit. When you are being consciously entertained in killing and feel as if you can't even imagine what it is to have a meal unless a dead body, a carcass, is sitting on it. It's a problem when we remember who we are as these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence that is the intelligence of all beings. And these people have lied and given us the thought that we have the right to kill. We have the right to subdue and to dominate, to have dominion. And this is being perpetuated in the patriarchy and whatnot, in the violence against women, the violence against little girls, the entrapment and the sex slavery and whatnot that goes on because grown men never grew up to be real men. And so in order for our society to change, it really has to change with the people. And where the people refuse to change, then the place deserves its destruction, which is the karmic debt for the annihilation and the violation of our indigenous and our aboriginal and our native families. And the billions of creatures whose habitats are being destroyed as a result of man's greed for space, his greed for flesh. We have to come to a point and place where we understand that it's the will of existence for those of us who are sharing the reality of the now moment of eternity, that this now moment is calling us to come to that point of realization, revelation, clarification, where we care to be rightly aligned with life itself and the forces of life itself and the intelligences of life itself. And that we cannot continue to be in a place where we love killing and we love eating the flesh of dead animals and we love creating all manners of detriment to ourselves, but then you want to be respected as intelligent people. And you create detriment to yourselves, but then you go to the doctors. And the doctors do you more detriment. But you keep going back to the doctors. But you don't want to do what's in your own best interest. But you want to be respected as intelligent people. Intelligence does not undermine itself. This is how we know that the behavior of the people has been modified, and the modification has come through the assault at the cellular level by the nitrates and nitrites, the BHA, the BHT, the preservatives, the antibiotics, the hormones, all of these chemicals that are saturating and concentrating in your brain, your organs, your glands, and then they're contraindicating with each other, and nobody is really assessing how this impacts and affects. Except now we see that our elders are having this dementia and this Alzheimer's and the Parkinson's, and even in their distortion and dysfunction as elders, they still don't want to change. They still don't want to do anything in their own best interest. They still want to do all of the things that created their sickness, illness, and disease. Every intelligence, every being is intelligence, and every intelligent being has a way to respond when it senses that its life is being threatened. Except for the pigs and the cows and the chickens and the turkeys that you all are eating, they are not able to respond. They're being herded to their death, to their slaughter. And now you who feed from them are being herded into your own death. And you can't put on the brakes. You can't switch gears. You can't make a U-turn. You can't do anything but rush towards your own demise. We're in a now moment where you have to realize that that's a spell that can be broken, but it takes an intensity of your care. You have to think about it. You have to look at yourself. You have to want life and know that God, that intelligence of existence that is beating your heart, breathing you, has the world spinning, the sun blazing and whatnot, that it is nothing that it cannot do. But we have to come to a point and place where it matters to us to be cleared and cleansed and healed and renewed. But how is it that you can just continue to do that which is detrimental to yourself and be all right with it when you know that it's going to end badly? Because there is nobody that you've watched go through this and survive it. The cancer, the heart disease, the strokes, all of this is completely reversible. The cancer, HIV to AIDS is completely reversible because we, each of these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of absolute and supreme intelligence that is there first. And that intelligence is charged upon every fiber of your being. And regardless of how much accumulation of all of these chemicals and all of this rot that you have going on, you can be cleansed. You can be cleared. You can be purified. You can be renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, revivified, and completely resurrected. But do you care to do it? It's your time to decide. No decision gets you nothing. You'd be a better one for trying. And I'm here to help. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle. And this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal.
For those of you who are not familiar with me, I'm the radio producer and host the meeting of the inner circle. And the Thursday night, generally when I come to the airwaves, I am always speaking to the issues of our liberation and salvation and deliverance, the prerequisites for our being qualified to continue to exist and understanding how to have leverage under a global initiative that is depopulation and genocide. The issues that we face, individually, collectively, and globally, are really about coming to degrees of personal responsibility and accountability who exert a full range to realize that there is absolute law that governs existence, and that we, who are these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, should be exacting a full life's law. Greetings, Father, in name.
Thank you. busy doing other things. So this one, everything is real. If we're in a new moment, God is requiring us to really align ourselves with the intelligence of the distance, because there are no forces that can actually work out all the stuff that we have planned. And there is, in effect, an initiative of the distant God, so that each individual one of us is being deposited within ourselves, where we feel entitled to do things that undermine as a result of the capitalistic initiative to make sure that we have access to that which is not cellularly optimizing, hydrating, exponating, regenerating, and it is creating within us this whole frequency of energy that is sickness, illness, disease, despair, discontent, and all that. So, sisterhood, dealing with the issues of sisterhood and womanhood all over the world and all of those of the independence. But ever being in a place where we are not exacting a full life's courage, where we've been demanding ourselves, puts us in a place where we are not doing what's in our own best interest as world demand the perpetuating of lineages or men, the agenda of lineages, and understand that nobody has been authorized by the will of existence. The love of existence, the love of existence, or that which we call God, to work against life itself. And so, to come to a final place where we understand the effect of our individual right actions, that we cannot really call our guilty on the fence line to the government, so who has already demonstrated that they have a hunger and thirst for all of these things, and they will use coercion and force. And this is what has been going on for all length of time. This country was established for killing and murdering. You understand, enslavement was supporting killing and murdering. And just wondering is that we are in a place in space where there's going to be debt to be paid, and the planet will be on debt. So those of us who really care to really see something different in the world, to be making those choices that are consistent with our own desire to be in alignment with the will of existence and the laws of existence. And when we are in a place where we're feeding off the population of other beings, then it's a problem. Because we've got everything from birth to death that is a crucial challenge for those who are dealing with it and then thinking that they can go to the doctors and deal with surgeries and having things cut back, as opposed to understanding that the intelligence of your being functions absolutely perfectly. And it's as a result of cognitive and religious training and self-translation under a system of optimization. It puts us in a place where we have not understood duty, obligation, and responsibility as beings, as men, the progenitor of lineages, as wound men, the perpetuator of lineages, and to have an understanding and an understanding to know that there is nothing but absolute love that is absolute love, and that what we do unto others shall be done unto us. And the genocide that has been going on for all of this time throughout Africa, our God, it has to find its place within our own nation, because we are facilitating it in the militarism. And so, now we have to come to a point in place where we understand that 8 billion people upon the planet who support the 20 billion creatures on an annual basis being murdered and slaughtered, and then there are those of you who feed off of their body parts, their body fluids, their progeny, their eggs, and whatnot, and then think that we can have some perfection and grace from the heights of the planet. Because there is absolutely no able to do initiative that is depacking the change inside. And there is nobody who is not affected and impacted. And the issue is that you have those who are the leaders and those who serve those who are working with their agenda as a result of them being able to be paid to do it. But we are not in a public place where we have found that the public school system in and of itself has been out of alignment with the will of existence to really facilitate the self-action of that self-action. And finally, cultivation of the spirit of the children who are the children of an absolute and supreme intelligence. And the will of existence will put us in a place where we have an understanding that each generation should become more dynamic than the next. That under the present initiative that is depopulation and genocide and capitalization, where there are those entities of the meat dairy, candy, sugar, alcohol, and tobacco industries that feel they have the right to promote, provide, manufacture, distribute, and commercialize every issue to feel as though you're feeding off the flesh of dead animals and your body feeds the pigeons and the puffing eats the cows. And all manners of artificial flavor, artificial flavor, nutritionated Spider-Man, and all of this white sugar stuff that this is good and it's fine. And every time we have an anniversary or a birthday or graduation or whatever, we're celebrating the Writers' Independence on the 4th of July or Labor Day or whatever, and we are growing the flesh of that animal. And this cancer and heart disease and diabetes and obesity and all of this is the evidence of us already being a comfort people, a devastated people, is that we do not value the truth and the love and the wisdom that we should have as these kinds of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginning to stand with people and determine that other worlds would refer to as God. And we do not have to wait for the whole world to be liberated from the violation, from the warfare, from the genocide, before we are able to rightly align ourselves with that which is the will of existence in our construction from this God and caring to be harmonized with it as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence. You're in tune to just understand this is what we're sitting on the desert. And I am always, always so concerned because in this little moment, there are various degrees and levels of terror. We understand that we as a country have not had any type of real terroristic agendas or initiatives that are beyond the poisoning of people and undermining everybody's cellular functioning. And those ones who feel that there is nothing else that they can do other than work on behalf of whatever functions or corporate beings of death is only because they are cellularly oppressed, because they feed themselves off of the meat that they are the type of taking the flesh that have the right to buy the sugar so that you're not able to think about it. And our realizing that thinking is what really provides us with the opportunity to outthink it, understand, and where each one stands committed to life, committed to the perpetuation of life, committed to that which is the order that is love and the fulfillment of the will of God. When each of us stand with that, then we're able to impact and influence everything towards the greater good. And now we must understand that the right has the right to triumph. That we can no longer look to that which we call government for leadership if we will not take leadership in our own hands, in our own bodies, with our own families, whatever it is we do. Because there is a way that we get leverage when we are fighting ourselves in that which we refer to as God, which is the law. And the fulfillment of the law is absolute law. The law is the harmony of truth. That we each of these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, together with the most infinite and eternal, we're already on a planet that is spinning in space. It is as big as the period at the end of a sentence in relationship to the rest of all that is as existence itself. And there is absolute order. And there is nowhere where we can ever go where there is absolute equal that exists. There are no forces that are equal to the intelligence of existence in wickedness. The wickedness inclination towards defilement and degradation of hygiene and subjugation and dominion and all of this stuff that goes on as a result of us undermining and supporting a system that undermines absolutely everything in our body. But then, the world as being the greatest nation in the world, based on what? Having the greatest number of sick people in the world, having the greatest number of incarcerated people, having the greatest number of those who are in various degrees of degradation and disturbance and mental deficiencies and all of this because the whole system fails at and supports the failure of oppression of us. As men perpetuate our marriages and old men perpetuate our marriages, there is nobody that is up to his power of existence to be perpetuators, legislators, perpetuators, and their initiatives to create sickness, illness, disease, and death. As copying and common activity, collective learning and education, and the path of prosperity. Our living moment requires that we really can be completely healed and to understand that the healing can only truly be facilitated with the real cleansing that is needed. And just as you brush your teeth with the only basis, and you better do coffee on the daily basis, and with all your medication, eggs, and chicken, and stuff that rots, that literally rots, decomposes in your body for the past, creating great filth, wounds, and proliferation of maggots and organisms and whatnot, you will still brush your teeth, even though you're smoking cigarettes and really permeating every cell of your body with 110 kilograms, you will still brush your teeth and die by it. And so I'm saying that for whatever you know, you really can't be home, you really can't to make a difference in the world. It has to start with that own personal initiative to be completely clean. Socialized to be in this system, in this world system, it's not just America, to be feeling entitled, to have all of these things, the sweet treats, the candies, the cookies, the cakes, the sugar, the Kool-Aid, the sodas, all of this stuff, and not realizing that your body is absolutely divine, that anything other than breath will breath in you first, because we have to breathe, we don't have to eat, you have to breathe. In order to truly be a living being. And our bodies like the earth is made of the water. So that which constitutes our true food is water-based. And our time to be in a place where we are in harmony and in alignment with the world of existence, the world of existence, so that we not are truly under the auspices of that which is given us in our godliness and our righteousness. That they can truly prosper as a part of that which undermines other weapons because of what we do and what others have done over us. It's karmic. And in this world, we have so much leverage that we can possibly bear and we can personally take in order to realign ourselves. We don't need to realize and be in a place where our instant pain is buried in everybody and everybody has the right to kill everybody. That's crazy. You understand? It's just, it's silly to feel as though that everybody has the right to bear arms. Everybody has the right to feed off the flesh of that which has been violated, to charge your blood with the violation of violated beings. So when you are a detriment to yourself, there is no way in hell within the earth or upon the earth that you can truly provide proper protection for anybody. And this is what we have to really have to understand, that there are those who would say there is no God, but there is absolute law that governs us. And our brains are functioning, our eyes are functioning, everything that is functioning in us is functioning by virtue of the laws of our existence. And that which is dysfunctional is a result of us facilitating and participating in our own cellular oppression. And just because we've been doing it for so long doesn't mean we need to continue to do it. We can stop. We can make a U-turn. You understand? We can go 180 degrees in the right direction in terms of what it is that really matters to you, but I can go after a lot of anything that is greater than who of the two already are, but no, there is no amount of money that you can work for. There is no fame, no fortune, no things, no gadgets, no polished wood, metal, stone that you could acquire and work so diligently to maintain and sustain and have more that is greater than who of the two truly are. This kind of has to be the world. And until we get it, until we understand that when you love being out of the moment, when you enjoy anesthetizing and inebriating and intoxicating yourselves and yourself, then you can't call anybody else guilty and offensive. What if that, and when you feed your children artificial colors, artificial flavors, hot dogs, salami, hamburgers, white bread, sodas, and all of this, then you are a detriment to your own children before you can get to them and have to deal with. Otherwise, we've been undermined and making the official becomes very unsafe with the fact we are very well. And so we're in a place where it matters that we are really having our own personal communion, a conversation with ourselves to really figure out what really matters to us in our life. Because this generation, particularly those of us who are in maturity, who have grown children and now grandchildren and great-grandchildren, the generational impact and effect that we can have in life is based upon our willingness to really have that. You understand? Because there are those whose names go on in the history books and their policies and their agendas and whatnot, but there is a greater book. And our being in a place where it matters to us to stand on behalf of life. Because those who feel entitled to kill, to produce and manufacture the guns, you understand, to be in a place where you just want more and more violence and more guns than you have been socialized and indoctrinated to have a hunger and thirst for bloodshed. And you get daily doses of it in terms of what it is you're watching on movies and television and whatnot, and then you allow your children to watch this. So I'm just saying is that the issue is not just one single issue. The issue is that we are brought forward into a death culture where we have been socialized to believe that we're supposed to die from something. And we have forgotten that we're already in the realm of eternity. We are in the heavens, and we are in space. Traveling, and there are no ones who are dying this year. And the connectedness that we have to the earth and to the trees and to the rocks and to the rivers and to the streams, we have to realign ourselves with the intelligence of our own being so that we consciously can connect cellularly into this, because the methodology of our oppression is going to oppress us and our cellular functioning. And when you consistently, daily, over time, eat that which has no vitamins, no life force. Let's not even talk about vitamins, because vitamins are not what we find in the soil. Vitamins are the things that you can buy at the shelves, but vitamin is designed by the intelligence of an asset that doesn't recognize it as food. We're in an animal that requires us to have any starting or understanding of and as a result of us having been hooked and diluted, to feel entitled to participate with that, the government object of the corporate entities and the agent of the solar companies, the alcohol companies, the cigarette companies. You understand, tobacco has destroyed more lives and more livings than all of the wars that the United States has ever engaged in, and it's still working. And there are those who go up every day and work for these companies. And you tell me that at the end of their lives is death, because there is no way that you could have served the forces of sickness, illness, disease, and death and not meet with it. And the fact that we can get paid to do that which may not be done is the evidence of our degrees of impoverishment, the impoverishment of our true love, the impoverishment of our true care, the impoverishment of our true understanding and understanding and mental understanding. The intelligence of our being. This new moment of eternity is potent with opportunity for us to with those initiatives that God put to attend us, that intend to undermine us and render us hopeless and helpless and sick and ill with disease, because death has become not that clean by the business. And we have a global economy based on militarism and capitalism, and putting us in a place where we feel as though there's no other choice we have when it comes to solve these entities. In order for us to take care of our families, it's only because our blood is defined. Now, the Spirit is telling us to call the blood, and the condition of the blood is going to lead to the nation for the glory of our God, the glory of our God. It's going to lead to the nation for the glory of our choices. And when we're consistently choosing that which creates good blood, new blood, clean blood, that we can pray for our prayers and pray and seek Him on loving the Creator, loving the things that are there, loving life, loving the infinity of existence itself, of our whole body, heart, mind, and life, and soul. This is how we get real love and get real to it. And to know that that activity that only a tiny basis of monks, millions of us, comes to a whole other frequency. Energy in this world that is the radiance and the brilliance of love and love is a power and a force that we can navigate to be the same. We're always in an element of eternity. And through the history of God, it's coming to a point where we realize that we didn't come up off the earth. We didn't come up off the earth. Our identity is not based upon what piece of dirt we came from, our families identified with. Upon the planet, because we all came to the earth through the wounds of our mothers, spared by the divine sacred flow of our fathers. And it says, from the dust we come, into the dust we shall return, but the dust is not the dirt of the earth. It is the cosmic. And so our first nationality, our first citizenship, is cosmic citizenship, because the earth is a citizen of the cosmic. So is the sun, so is our moon, so with all the planets that we have in this particular solar system and galaxy, that we have to really bypass the foolishness of those who have already been condemned to meet a tragic death with faith, because they are the sowers of the seed of sickness, illness, disease, death, despair, degradation, violation, molestation, rape, and all of their stuff. And I'm just saying, if you do not want to share a tragic death with faith, then let us come to a point in place where we can nothing to undermine ourselves. The methodology of oppression is going to oppress us at a cellular conflict. And so now that there are many of us who are seeing the impact and the effect of what we ourselves have been choosing consistently over time, and it's creating everything from AIDS to this, when you know that you realize that you are this part of absolute and supreme intelligence, when you care to be aligned with it, and you will do the internal work of carving, cleansing, and consecrating your body to where you can live from absolutely everything. We're always in an element of eternity. And through the issue of God, it's coming to a point where we realize that we didn't come up off the earth. We didn't come up off the earth. Our identity is not based upon what piece of dirt we came and our families identified with upon the planet, because we all came to the earth through the wounds of our mothers, spared by the divine sacred flow of our fathers. And it says, from the dust we come, into the dust we shall return, but the dust is not the dirt of the earth. It is the cosmic. And so our first nationality, our first citizenship, is cosmic citizenship, because the earth is a citizen of the cosmic. So is the sun, so is our moon, so is all the planets that we have in this particular solar system and galaxy, that we have to really bypass the foolishness of those who have already been condemned to meet a tragic date with faith, because they are the sowers of the seed of sickness, illness, disease, death, despair, degradation, violation, molestation, rape, and all of their stuff. And I'm just saying, if you do not want to kill a tragic date with faith, then let us come to a point in place where we do nothing to undermine ourselves. The methodology of oppression is going to oppress us at a cellular conflict. And so now that there are many of us who are feeling the impact and the effect of what we ourselves have been choosing consistently over time, and it's creating everything from AIDS to this. And then you were this woman, you said she was this part of our supreme intelligence. When you care to be aligned with it, and you will do the entire work of serving cleansing and consecrating your body, so you can leave absolutely everything. And we, the global populace and the global humanity, aligning ourselves with destiny, which is eternal. You understand, we came to the earth. We should be leaving the earth as living beings. We should not be leaving the earth as dead people. I'm the great thing that has happened after the resurrection. The one who is trying to start calling us to remember the divinity of existence and the oneness of all of existence. Because in the middle of the word,